Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com and let's begin your journey together.
God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In you, my God, my body will rest in hope.
In you, my God, my body will rest in hope.
Preserve me, God, I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God. My happiness lies in you alone.
He has put into my heart a marvelous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I offer their offerings of blood. Never will I take their name upon my lips.
O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me.
I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm.
And so my heart rejoices, my soul is glad, even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay.
You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence. At your right hand, happiness forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In you, my God, my body will rest in hope.
A reading from 1 Thessalonians. May the God of peace make you perfect in holiness. May he preserve you whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body, irreproachable at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed us, Lord, God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Let us pray for all animals that are abused and neglected, that through the intercession of St. Francis they may be delivered from all distress and from harm. Let us pray for Bishop Caz, the presiding Archbishop of the Progressive Catholic Church, that God continue to lead him, mind, body, and spirit, in the direction towards the betterment of the church. Let us pray for all of our seminarians and clergy at the Progressive Catholic Church. May God continue to give us strength to minister to all who need to hear the positive message of Christ. We continue to pray for Bishop Long's father, Gene Long, that he continues to get better. We continue to pray for James, that all of the stress and unnecessary worry that rest upon his shoulders be lifted from him. We ask this through the prayer, through the power of God, Holy Spirit, as we pray for his peace. And we pray for all of the leaders of the Progressive Catholic Church, that we may be continuously led by the Holy Spirit and not distracted by the ways of this world. We pray for the homeless. We pray for the hungry. We pray for the lost, for the forsaken. We pray for those who need warmth, who need to know that every day that God grants us is a good day. We pray that God come to our hearts and show us his mercy, his peace, and his grace, and the light that leads us to him. We pray for all children and their parents and guardians, that they may always follow the path of light. We pray for the sick and the dying, that Christ's eternal fire burn brightly within them. We are in thanksgiving for the gifts of ministry and of music. Michael McNamara would like to give continued prayers of the healing of Bishop Nicholas Akers, and also for himself and the intention of all who ask for our prayer and love. We also want to continue to pray for the Order of St. Benedict Immaculate Mary, that it may prosper along with the entire church. We pray for our deacons, Nicholas and John Thomas Therese, our priest, Father Dennis and mine worthy self, our abbot, Bishop James, and all that may be contemplating joining the order. May God continue to lead us in the right direction toward the seamless connection between the order and the goal of the entire church. Deacon Nicholas.
I'd like to offer up in prayer my friends, my family, my girlfriend. I'd like to offer up in prayer all those who are traveling. I ask that Saint Christopher guide them on their way. I'd like to ask in prayer for the suffering souls in purgatory, that they may have a brief rest and they see God face to face. Mother?
And at this time, let us call to mind all the prayers and that of which we have in the silent depths of our hearts. All-powerful and ever-living God, we come to you again in our time of prayer. We ask that you hear our prayers, for you know our every want and our needs. We lift up in prayer all of the prayers in which we've spoken and those in which we hold in the silent depths of our hearts. The prayers of the entire church and those of the whole world. For these prayers, the church both humbly and fervently prays.
Amen, amen, amen.
and peaceful sleep to refresh our tired bodies. May your help always renew us and keep us strong in your service. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Let us pray together. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. And may God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Hosts, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all other evil spirits who prowl about the world for the ruin of souls. Amen.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death. Amen.
Amen.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation. Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com. And let's begin your journey together.